My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, good morning. I'm so sorry, folks. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Let me see if we can get all systems go here on a Monday morning. Welcome aboard. Looking for my good friend, Rick. Hopefully he's going to be able to join us. But want to start out by turning on the lights. How about that? Want to start out by saying thank you to the Grassroots America, We the People, for sponsoring the table that my wife and I had the pleasure of sitting at for what was called Boots and Barbecue. And it's an annual event for the Fredericksburg Tea Party. It's their biggest fundraiser of the year, but they bring together grassroots folk from all over the state of Texas. And really there are people there from other parts of the country as well, but predominantly it's a Texas grassroots effort. And check 1, 2. That's very odd. I'm getting a little chirp back, and okay. That was strange. Anyway, so it was a great event. Let's see, Jason Jones, Wade Phillip, who has an organization that we're actually going to bring on to the program. And he was the first chief of staff for Chip Roy, and we'll be looking forward to bringing him on to the program. I'm sorry, Wade Miller. Anyway, he will be. He's got a Restore America type of organization, and it's they just have a really great mission, and that has to do with returning America's culture to its founding and founding principles, traditional values, things of that nature, biblical values. So he was there. Also, Don Huffines and Chip Roy, and they were the kind of the panel of speakers. The topic was open borders and addressing the issue of what we can do as it relates to the borders. There was some great questions that were asked by the audience, some great information that was brought forward with regards to the demands, and Chip's leading a charge to stop any and all funding right now until the border is secure. And that includes, by the way, so what many of you may not be aware of, you know, we're all very concerned about the 87,000 additional IRS agents that they are in the process that have already been appropriated for, and we've heard all of that. But there's one issue that can stumble all that can put a halt to that, and that's the funding. And so that is still up for debate as to whether or not they're going to approve the funding for those agents and the funding for all of this stuff. So one of the things that I want to encourage you to do today is to make a phone call. Call your congressional member and call your senators and tell them to vote no. Tell them to vote no on any additional funding until they secure the border. Funding needs to be moved to secure the border, period. We are under an invasion. And it also is important that the governor of Texas declare an invasion of the border. Therefore, Article 1, Section 10, where a state has the right to defend itself and take whatever actions are necessary because it is under invasion, can go into effect. But you need to contact them. 202-224-3121 is the Capitol switchboard. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That is the Capitol switchboard. And very important that you reach out to the Capitol switchboard this morning and tell your congressional member. And then you've got three phone calls that you need to make, because you'll have to go through the switchboard three times. Once for each senator and once for your congress member. And tell them that you want no funding bills passed until the border is secure. And for those of you that are concerned as well, by the way, and I stood up and made this statement at the meeting, or at the gathering on Saturday night. And that is simply that we have individuals right now in an American gulag, January 6th protesters. And let's be very clear that there was a clear and evident and righteous justification for their gathering on the 6th of January. And one of the things that I said, and I'll repeat it here, and I've said it before, we have a righteous and an absolute mandate from God to stand up against wickedness and to stand up against evil. And let me refer you to the book of Psalms, and I'm going to pull this up for you. It's Psalms 94. And you could really read just about that entire psalm, and you'd sure get a lot of the message. But Psalm 94:16 specifically says, well, here, let me go back up, just a couple of verses. Let's see, start at verse 11. The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. Folks, I'm telling you, we have a responsibility to stand up. And so, I make note that on the 6th of January, individuals went to Washington, D.C. to voice their grave concerns over the unlawful and unconstitutional acts, not only that had been going on during the administration of the 45th president, but those that had gone on under the 44th, under the 43rd, under the 42nd, under the 41st. Presidents of the United States, and had been going on in the shadows for times before that. And so here we have citizens of the United States of America going and expressing their constitutional First Amendment rights, their freedom of religion. I've just read for you the scriptures as to why it is that these patriots, these Americans, had a religious duty, a biblical Christian religious duty, to go, a mandate from God to voice their concerns. They had a free speech right. They had a right to peacefully gather. And that's where these instigators and the evidence, and this is what I presented in what I shared, between the real January 6th documentary, BloodyHill.com by my friend David Sumrall, my friend Joshua Phillip is the other one who did the real January 6th, and then the Nick Searcy documentary, Capital Punishment, the movie. Between those three documentaries, there is ample visual evidence to support the fact that four Americans were murdered, and negligence on the part of the D.C. Capitol Police is what killed Brian Sicknick, not patriots, and that there are over 100 individuals that were instigators, some of whom, according to documentation, have direct ties to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, and that the FBI might well have been playing a role, much as the FBI was determined to have played a role in the quote-unquote Whitmer assassination plot. The majority of the individuals involved in that whole situation were FBI informants being egged on by FBI handlers. Well, the same kinds of FBI handlers were pushing individuals on January 6th some of whom reported back, one embedded in the Proud Boys, and we have the documentation, saying, hey, there's nothing to see here. There's no plan. These guys are planning to actually help and make sure that there's good crowd control. And so massive evidence to support the fact that this was a manufactured situation, a God-given Christian mandate to engage. And so then, well, I'm going to hold this. I got to go into a break. When I come back out of the break, I'm going to show you the things, the redress of government issues that were on the hearts and on the minds of those that were there predominantly on the 6th of January. We're going to talk about them right after this.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. All right, walking us through this, the thing on January the 6th, and again, thanks to Grassroots America and We the People for their sponsorship of the table that my wife and I sat on at the Boots and Barbecue, put on by the Fredericksburg Tea Party, held at the Y.O. Ranch in Kerrville, Texas. Y.O. Ranch, beautiful. Beautiful resort facility there in beautiful Kerrville, Texas, just up the road, and really a lot of cool things to do in that area. If you like Western and cowboy and all that kind of good fun stuff, there's a lot of good stuff in that area. So, encourage you to check out Y.O. Ranch and all that. Our appreciation. And I'm sure that they will appreciate us mentioning them on the program. So I'm talking about J6. Oh, you know what? Something else too that I wanted to, put in. Jen Lowe is going to be, joining us here, on TECNTV.com. So we welcome her to the network. She'll be following my program starting in October. Also, a frequent guest of the program here on Chosen Generation Radio, Pastor David Lowry Jr., will be joining the TECNTV.com family starting on the 3rd of October, and you'll be able to find him Monday through Friday from at 7 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Eastern, he'll be doing a program Monday through Friday here on TECNTV.com, and had the awesome pleasure of meeting in person Sandra Witten and Walter Jones at the Boots and Barbecue there in Kerrville. It was really just neat to be able to see them, and let me see if I can get that here we go. Let me get that picture for those of you that are watching us on TECNTV.com. There we are. There's, Walter and Sandra and I. And, had a really great time. There's, Maria Miller, America First. And, hang on a minute. And there is Sheena Rodriguez, and Maria. And, we just had a really great time. There's Sandra and I hanging out together. My wife actually was the one who took that picture there. And, let's see, there's another one. There's Mark Golub and, my dear friend, dear longtime friend, Carol Comance was with us, John and Carol, John's her husband, but, Carol was with us and, wonderful, wonderful people, but, there you go. There's a group picture. Wes Verdell's in that picture. Sandra's in that picture. Walter Jones, Mark Golub, Carol, myself. Just had a really, really, awesome time. Okay. I'm going to get right to this and close it out with this. So, Psalms 94 is where we found. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? First Amendment. January 6th, people were there as a mandate from God under the First Amendment, expressing their religious right to stand against unrighteousness and unrighteous behavior by the United States government and the pending unrighteous behavior. And then these particular issues, unlawful government mandated shutdowns of our places of worship, churches closed down. That's against our First Amendment religious right. Freedom of speech, freedom to peacefully assemble, freedom to redress the government, and a freedom of the press to report this stuff. And there was press that was there that was also assaulted and attacked. forced injections on citizens for travel and work, treatments that killed our loved ones and friends, a clearly stolen election, an invasion at our southern border, which is also a humanitarian crisis, perverting an entire generation of children, 39% of Gen Z, as many as claim to be lesbians, sodomites, bisexuals, or transsexuals, or transgenders. Folks, this is because of the indoctrination and the perversion that's happening in our school system, and then lawlessness and murder in our cities. And it's interesting, this morning, Epic Times is running a story. FBI has now made 6,000 arrests seizing firearms from gang members. Where have they been? Where have they been? Well, J6 people were there to protest these things. Agitators were sent in. The FBI, we know, was behind this now. Their handlers were behind a great deal of this. And there are hundreds of people who are left unaffected who were actually the real problem, while we have people languishing in prisoner of war camps and American gulags. It must stop. Call your congressmen, call your senators today, demand the release of those being held in the gulags. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave, and we must stand up against unrighteousness. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I need your support. If you'd like to help us, please do. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. At least sign up for the email so you know what's really going on. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. Let me run through a few of the guests we're going to have. Top of the hour, we'll be joined by David Wormser. Dr. David Wormser will be with us. We'll be talking about what's going on with Iran and the nuclear situation, what's happening over there. Just kind of get an overview of some of the things and the shifts and happenings in the Middle East. Tom McHale will be with us also. That is the ACRU. And Tom was with me very briefly on Friday. Friday. The American Constitutional Rights Union. And we'll talk about how our Constitution is under assault with him coming up next hour. Greg Stenstrom is going to be with us at the top of hour number 3, and we'll be talking with Greg about election fraud, and I'm going to be asking him some questions too about 2,000 mules, and I've seen that there seems to be some questions about the new book that's been released, that the book was sent out and then I guess there were some errors or some mistakes or something, and there is a second version of Dinesh's book on 2,000 mules. But anyway, I'll see if Greg has any clarity on that. And then Noel Frisch will be with us, and boy, this is really some kind of a story here, addressing the issue of prostitution. National Files is exposing the ongoing lie to our society that prostitution is a job and that prostitutes have a valid place in employment because it's exploitation. And, there's a lot being discussed about this also, because I guess there's some connection, and we'll get all of this, but there's some connection. National File is publishing The First Daughter's Diary in its entirety, discussing the ramifications where the highest levels of government and elected officials have committed crimes against children and are never prosecuted. Wow. So this is coming out of the diary of Ashley Biden, and we'll have that coming up for you at the bottom of hour number 3. So that'll be coming at you in the very near future. Okay. Let's see. All right. Also want to say thank you to our viewers over at TECNTV.com. And once again, we are in we were in a battle this past week with Texas Fully Loaded and Sondra Witten, and our two Texas programs led the way on the network. Kenneth McClinton is the founder of TECN TV, and appreciate him so very much, and an honor to be working with him. Bonnie Williams has taken on the role of Vice President of Operations and Movie Presentations, and we appreciate all of her hard work also on behalf of the network. Thoughts and prayers, by the way, are being sent out to Alex Bryant and his family for healing. And so trusting God to just bring healing to him and to bless his ministry. And congratulate E.W. Jackson on his debut Sunday, September 18th at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Anyway, it was an awesome service in case you missed her. 11:30 a.m., I'm sorry, Eastern yesterday. So congratulations to everybody who's broadcasting on TECNTV.com for making TECNTV.com the number one online urban focused and urban. There we go. All right. Looks like our guest has joined us, and so I want to welcome him to the program. Hang on one second while I get his picture up on the screen. There we go. All right. Joel Rosenberg, welcome, sir. Good to have you with me.
Thank you, Pastor. Great. Sorry to be a few moments late. I'm just coming off of another interview.
No worries. It's great to have you with me. So are you excited?
I am very excited. You know, I looked at that 60 Minutes episode last night where Leslie Stahl interviews the personification of evil in Iran's president and asks all the wrong questions. And I'm thinking, okay, this is why I'm launching a weekly primetime TV show called The Rosenberg Report, because the mainstream media just does not get this part of the world. They don't understand the good things that are happening. They certainly don't understand evil in our time. And 60 Minutes, sadly, exemplified it last night.
Yeah, well, I knew I wasn't going to be able to stomach it, to be honest with you, Joel. between what they were going to do with that and how I was pretty confident they were going to soft pedal the imposter that's sitting in the White House that's driving this country to complete and total ruin and supports everything that stands against our values, our Christian biblical values, from sodomite marriages to the murder of babies and the exploitation of women while claiming to be protecting women, and then shoving racism down our throat when Christians were the ones that died on the battlefield to erase that, and to put an end to it. It's just horrific what we're seeing. I'm so glad for what you're going to be doing, because people need to understand how important the relationship is between Christianity and Israel.
Well, I appreciate that. Look, I think the extreme media bias in what's the so-called mainstream media, all the major networks and most of the cable news networks, it is... Talk about a pandemic. It's a pandemic of cluelessness combined with malice, you know, antipathy, hostility against, our values, our faith, and some of our real allies. Like, you know, we had more than 1,000 missiles and rockets fired at us in Israel in the summer, and it didn't get covered by the media in the United States. By the way, sun coming in the house. We're, I'm not at the TVN headquarters.
You know what?
Anyway, we're doing this at home.
What is not more important than family, Joe?
Amen. So good to see you, Noah. So this is the problem. We're under assault on our values, And you've got Washington and other capitals, Moscow, Beijing, certainly Tehran and others trying to take the world, certainly the United States and Israel, in the exact wrong direction. But the problem is not in the, in the midst of the war, you know, you've got the people with the biggest microphones are at war with us. So the bottom line for me was, look, I can either have an aneurysm out of being so angry and frustrated and like, right. Oh my gosh. But it's a little bit like the story of David and Goliath. You know, like you got the Israeli army sitting there going, we can't win. We can't win. We can't win in the story of David and Goliath because mm-hmm. Goliath is too big. Right? Big tech, big media, they're too big. They've got, they, you know, what's the old phrase? It's antiquated now, but you know, you don't want to pick a fight with someone who buys ink by the barrel, right? The point was a normal person shouldn't pick a fight with a newspaper because they can win.
Right.
Because they get, they, everybody's listening to them and you're just one person. The thing about the story of David and Goliath is perfect for this because Goliath was wrong. Goliath was evil. He was standing against the God that is true and all of God's people and his values. The problem is the people of God didn't have confidence in their God.
Right.
And David comes along and goes like, seriously? Like no one's going to take this guy on?
It's like, hold on. Yeah.
And I think that it's a reminder, certainly to me, that a single individual can make a difference, especially if we are doing what you're doing, what others are doing, which is speaking the truth, trying to do it in love, but with clarity, with moral clarity, with biblical clarity. Now, in my case, it's specifically about what's happening in Israel and what's happening in Iran and the region. There are some really good things happening, which I write about in my books, and I write about on All Israel News and All Arab News, my two news websites. But there's a lot of evil going on in this part of the world, and there's a lot of clueless people in Washington who just don't get it. And it all needs to get talked about. So when TBN, the world's most watched Christian television network, came along and said, listen, Joel, we've never done a show like this. We've never done a news and analysis show ever weekly primetime from the Middle East, but we think you're the guy to do it. At first I said, thank you, but my plate's too full. But as I remembered the whole point of the books that I write and the news sites that I run, I thought, wait a minute, this is an opportunity
Amen.
To talk about what I'm talking about anyway
yeah.
and talk about it with a wider audience. And I am really honored to launch the Rosenberg Report on TBN on October 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about that. We'll talk more about those topics. And, you know, I was sharing with my audience actually in my very first segment, Psalm 94:16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? And that's what you're talking about. That's the purpose of shining the spotlight. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio right after this break.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it's my sincere pleasure to have with me Joel Rosenberg. And Joel's going to be starting a brand new show on TBN. Many of you more than likely know Joel and the Rosenberg Report, but it's going to be taking on another face, and it's so important, and I was sharing
same
this.
Face. Well, radical reconstructive surgery, but a new venue, a new platform.
Venue. There we go. Yeah. There we go. A new place to find the Rosenberg Report. And I was sharing this very briefly. I'll just say this, that, you know, we have, I believe, as people of faith, a responsibility. We will stand before God one day and give an answer for what we did here in this time, in this space. And I believe there are two nations that God raised up, Israel and the United States of America, as lights to the world, as beacons that are supposed to point people in the direction of God. And I believe we'll be held responsible, Joel, for how we are handling and managing these nations.
Yeah, that biblically that is clear. God has chosen Israel as the epicenter of his plan and purpose, right? America has been raised up in these last 250 years or so to be the epicenter of Christianity, to be the ATM machine for the world's missions movement, to Bible colleges, seminaries, to not only create a model of democracy and religious freedom, but to create an environment in which people could come to faith in Jesus Christ and then proclaim the gospel, not just in the United States, but all over the world in fulfillment of the Great Commission to go make disciples of all nations. Now, America was also raised up in part to be the best friend of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel and help Israel get stood up again as it was prophetically reborn in 1948. But the United States is not the epicenter of the world. It has been geopolitically, economically, and militarily, and thank God. But prophetically, the attention shifts back to Israel, back here to where I live in Jerusalem and where I'll be doing this new program, this weekly primetime show, The Rosenberg Report on TBN on Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, why am I doing it? Because something is scary to me, but also encouraging, meaning America is becoming the Roman Empire. Now, I hope in our lifetime we see another great revival, a great awakening, as we've seen not just twice, but I would say three times in American history if you add the first great awakening, the second great awakening, and then the Jesus movement of the 1970s and 80s.
Sure.
That's when I came to faith, and many millions and millions of people did, my parents included, including my Orthodox Jewish father. Yeah. Now, the thing is, though, at some point, when you have killed 63 million babies, you will be judged. Like, the judgment of God is going to fall. Now, we pray that it's not on our watch. It hasn't happened yet. God hasn't pulled the plug on the United States. But you can see that, to mix my metaphors, you can feel, you can hear the ice cracking under the feet of the American people. There's grave danger of that country, just the country that I was born and raised in, imploding, right? Now, America is not in end times Bible prophecy. It's a key player. God is using it. There is a point of no return. Israel, however, is being reborn and is rising and will be the center of the world's attention, between now and the return of Christ. But it's interesting, Pastor, because there's never been a weekly primetime television show by a believer, a Jewish believer in Jesus, much less anybody, from here, from Jerusalem, analyzing the news and what does it mean? And what does it mean for Christians in particular? There's never been done, certainly not on TBN. And so they asked me to do it. And I decided to say yes. And I think, We are watching crazy things happen in America and in the world. But as I say in my book, Enemies and Allies, what they've long said about Las Vegas, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But nobody says that about Israel in the Middle East, right? What happens here affects everybody in the world, whether it's gas prices or people sending their sons and daughters and their tax dollars to fight and against radical Islamism, or the Iran nuclear deal, or there's so many issues that, you know, you can try to look away. You know, and the pandemic caused many people, many even Christians, to look away from Israel, not out of their heart, but just out of the reality of what was happening in the United States with vaccine fights and Trump and Biden and January 6th and George Floyd and riots and, you know, churches closed. It was crazy. Yeah. But attention is shifting back here. And the question is, whom do you trust to report the news and to analyze it from a biblical worldview? And I hope to be that person.
Well, it's so important that we understand that. Obviously, we have to get our house in order. And I agree with you. America right now is in danger. The churches have embraced. There's a great documentary called Enemies Within the Church that's been done, which is phenomenal in identifying the things the church has embraced. And one of those is its support, really, of communism, which is a grave danger. But all of those things stand in direct contrast to God's plan and God's plan for Israel. And our founders recognized that Israel had a specific governmental relationship, and Israel has embraced its own secular belief system and stands in a place right now where Israel itself needs a reawakening of her own faith and her own sense of.
And I would say, I can hardly even call it a revival, because to have a revival, you need to have a vival. And one of the problems is, you know, my people, the Jewish people, you know, we were the first to receive or to see the Messiah 2,000 years ago, but we were the first to reject him.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean that God rejected us, but he did send us on a 2,000 year timeout, yeah. Right? Almost 2,000 years. But that is over. And what's happening is now Jews are flowing back into this prophetically reborn country. Jews are listening to the gospel here more than ever in history since the first century when Jesus and the apostles were here. We're seeing people come to faith. We're seeing the church begin to grow. This country is rising. But you're right. Abortion is pandemic here. Every girl in the Israeli army gets 2 free abortions. It's just assumed that they're going to need them.
Well, there's
2 big pride parades, 1 in Tel Aviv and 1 in Jerusalem every single year. And there's almost nobody on the political spectrum here who has read the Bible apparently and realizes, listen, we can love a person who doesn't understand biblical sexuality, but it's not right. You're not supposed to have pride over it. And so Israel is a nation that God is with and is raising up, but it doesn't yet know the Lord. It doesn't understand the scriptures.
So remind people where they can find you again.
Yeah. Well, you can find us at rosenbergreport.com
right.
Or at joelrosenberg.com, and you sign up for our email updates so you know more about the show, or you can find me on Twitter, of course.
And you're going to be doing this show starting in October, correct?
October 6th, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern on TBN.
Okay.
And the Rosenberg every Thursday Report. Night going forward.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel, so much for being with us this morning. I appreciate it. I look forward to having you back. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio. David Wormser on the other side.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more bore wells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this bore well we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the bore well. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.